join me in prayer. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Did any of you go to the city on Friday for the ticker tape parade? No, Linda did, and so did her husband, Dennis. They were there, and they posted a video on Facebook showing bagpipes, lots of confetti, and several floats carrying 23 radiant young players from the U.S. women's soccer team with the World Cup trophy raised in triumph. The streets were lined with thousands of ecstatic fans, whooping with joy and shouting, USA! USA! Well, Suzanne read the story of a similar parade from 2 Samuel this morning. David had recently been anointed king of Israel. He had captured the city of Jerusalem and driven back the last remaining enemies. And now David wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem. So David gathered 30,000 men, and they started the parade with great dancing and rejoicing. Now the Ark was a box or a chest that held the Ten Commandments, and it symbolized God's holy presence to the people. But like a trophy, it was also a symbol of victory and power. The Hebrew people had carried it from place to place as they wandered in the wilderness, and they had carried it into battle as they entered the Promised Land, and it was said to have brought them success. Now they were bringing it into the new capital city with great fanfare, almost like a ticker tape parade, only the float was a cart pulled by oxen. And the ark, an ancient symbol of power, showed that David was the triumphant ruler of the land. Suzanne read that during the procession, one of the oxen pulling the cart shook it, and the man who was driving the cart, Uzzah, reached out his hand and grabbed the ark to steady it. Oops. Apparently that was the wrong thing to do, because God got angry with Uzzah and struck him down, zap, and he died on the spot. Anyone have a problem with that? This is another one of those troubling stories from the Old Testament. What was going on? Was God really saying, if you touch my stuff, I kill you? When this ancient story was written, people really believed that anything bad that happened, it must be because God was angry. Uzzah died suddenly, so he must have done something wrong to provoke God's anger. Today we believe that often bad things just happen, and it's not a punishment from God. But even if God was angry, it doesn't really make sense what exactly God was angry about. Sure, you're not supposed to touch the holy things, but even holy things that are about to fall on the ground? Uzzah wasn't trying to be disrespectful. And it does say that David then got angry with God for killing Uzzah. Maybe he was also angry that God had ruined his parade. On the other hand, maybe God was angry with David at the whole idea of the parade. Could this be a cautionary tale to the new willful and ambitious king of Israel? The Ark of God is not a trophy, and God's presence is not to be exploited to boost David's prestige or people's patriotism and loyalty. So watch out how you use the Ark. With Uzzah's death, the parade came to an abrupt halt. David was angry, but it says he was also afraid of God at that point. And he figured this ark was too dangerous to take any further. So he left it at the house of Edom, south of Judah, outside Israelite territory, to see what would happen to them if they kept the ark. After 3 months, the house of Edom was so blessed that David decided to try it again. By this time, he was more cautious. He had people carry the ark instead of oxen, and after taking 6 steps, they put the ark down and offered a sacrifice to God. Any signs of anger from God? No? Okay, we'll pick up the ark and dance all the way into Jerusalem. You have to love David. He threw himself into everything, from fighting wars to dancing. But back then, not everyone loved him. Suzanne also read this morning that as the ark came into the city, Michal, who was the daughter of the former king, Saul, looked out of the window and saw David leaping and dancing, and it says that she hated him in her heart. What's to hate? Michal may have had other reasons besides dancing. She was David's first wife, and we're told twice in the Bible that she loved David. But Scripture never mentions that David loved Michal. David abandoned her when he went into hiding, and Michal eventually married someone else who loved her dearly. Years later, when David returned, he demanded Michal back as his wife, and her poor husband followed behind her, weeping all the way into Jerusalem. Not only did David take Michal from someone who loved her, but now she was just one of David's many wives. By then, David had six other wives, and when he conquered Jerusalem, he took even more. Was she supposed to be happy with this arrangement? I know that in my house, if I'm annoyed or angry with my husband about something, I'll find all sorts of other things to pick on him about as well. Yeah. The way he dances. The way he breathes. Still, David was dancing with such abandon, maybe Michal believed he wasn't behaving like a proper king. He was wearing a linen ephod, a ceremonial garment that probably didn't cover him very well. Later in the chapter, it says that Michal scolded him and called him vulgar for uncovering himself in front of the female servants. So maybe she had a point. David didn't care. In David's eyes, this was an offering to God. Maybe he learned a lesson during the first try at a parade. This was not to be a show. God is not a power we use for our own benefit or to exploit for political reasons. God is God, and we need to keep a respectful fear of God. We're here to serve God, not the other way around. So David tried again. Offering himself to God with joy, giving his all, is his all, heart, mind, and body. And that's what mattered. Have you ever offered your whole self to God? Some people give their all when they run or play on a sports team. I'm guessing that those of you who volunteered with Habitat for Humanity yesterday and Friday were serving God with all your might. Moving dirt and helping build homes for people in need is hard work and requires your heart, mind, and strength. Often we think of true worship as being quiet and still, but we can also worship God with our hands and our feet and our bodies by dancing, parading, building, and serving. You're not just doing it for show or to get some power or benefit for yourself. It's an offering of yourself. And if you offer it to God, it's an act of worship. Some people come to church or volunteer outside of the church to make themselves look good. Ah, he's a good person. He goes to church and helps the homeless. Some politicians use God to get people to trust them and vote for them. Vote for me. I'm a pious person and God is on my side. That's when we need to stop the parade. It's not supposed to be about us, to call attention to ourselves or increase our influence and power. The point is to offer our whole selves to God and to God's praise. David danced with all his might. How would it look for you to worship God with all your might, with your mind focused, your heart open, and your body ready to move? There are many reasons to praise God. Michael read from Paul's letter to the Ephesians this morning that God has chosen us and destined us to be her children. We are forgiven by God's grace, and we are blessed with the power of the Holy Spirit, a sign of the life to come. Just as the Israelites were reassured of God's presence through the ark, so these words of Paul assure us that God is for us and with us. And that's truly good news. Why not dance as King David did? Why not worship and serve God with all our might? Our next hymn is a song of praise to God. One of the verses says, "Praise God with all of your might." And it sings of praising God with all sorts of instruments. You may have noticed that there's a few percussion instruments on the table here. I'm not going to force anyone to do anything, but you can feel free to come up and take one and play it while we sing, especially during the chorus, "Praise ye the Lord." And feel free to pass it on to someone else during the verses. And if you're not playing an instrument, you're welcome to use your body as well as your voice to praise God with all of your might. This is not a show, and nobody is going to laugh at you. But even if someone does laugh or criticize, it's an offering of God, offering to God of yourself. So do it with all of your might. In Jesus' name, amen.